St. Vincent and the Grenadines has done a lot in recent years to address, to eradicate any vestiges of human trafficking in our country. We have an act, the Prevention of Trafficking in Persons Act. We have a national action plan that was approved by Cabinet and laid in Parliament. We have a crisis center. We have done a lot of work in building awareness, not only among members of the enforcement hierarchy, but at schools, with students, and various NGOs. And of course, we have a number of capacity building efforts, like this one, in partnership with the IOM. So this is an issue, clearly, between 2011 and now, that St. Vincent and the Grenadines has devoted a great deal of attention to. No one is going to say, well, I feel St. Vincent and the Grenadines is a place that has a serious problem with human trafficking. But that is not to say that we should bury our heads in the sand and pretend that human trafficking is a non-issue. We are a society that was created hundreds of years ago by forced migration. All of our ancestors were victims of human trafficking. So we have an obligation to ensure that no human, again, is trafficked. And we have a moral responsibility to ensure that any vestiges of what they call modern-day slavery don't take root in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.